Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dave, it's time for your trivia question. Yes. At the beginning of the show. Let's get right. started. Dave, here's your first trivia question. In what year did Six Unseemly Questions start? The podcast that you're the co-host of.
Co-host of. Thank you for admitting that. I'm going to go with 2018.
Dave, that is correct. I know you rarely get these answers right, but that is correct. We started 2018. Bonus, when is our anniversary, Dave?
Me and you got married on September the 4th.
You don't know when the show started?
No.
November 2nd. Our first episode was published on November 2nd, 2018. Yes, that's because our third anniversary is coming up. That's why I'm bringing it up, Dave.
Nice. What are we doing for it?
We'll talk later. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jim Search. All right.
Nice.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. What's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're doing pretty good so far. Also, we have a great studio audience. In the studio audience, we have Rachel Teichman. Let me tell you how the show works, Jim, and then we'll get started. Jim, I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer, like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, we'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you five whole dollars.
All right.
All right. Let's get started. It's time for question number one. Question number one. What would you do with superpowers?
Man, what would I do with superpowers? I think I'd turn into a supervillain. I'd start knocking off banks. I would start an organized crime syndicate. And I think I'd bring more entropy into the world because I feel like even though we have a lot right now, I feel like maybe we should use a little more courtesy in my superpowers.
You'd become a supervillain.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I mean, what makes you think that you would become a superhero? You think you have the heart for that, really? Do you?
I think, well, I don't know if it'd be like a binary where I'd be like the, now I kind of walk it back. Like, I don't know if I'd be like full on supervillain. I'd be like one of the complex ones where it's just like, I may end up doing some fucked up shit, but then there's like reasons behind it. And it's like, all right, well, is he a villain? Is he a superhero? Like, I would want to give a little bit more of complexity to my entropy.
So you feel like you would do, you'd probably be like a complicated antihero.
Yeah, like in like the Punisher vein of just like, oh, he's out here murking bad guys. That's not a good thing to do. But also like, you know, there's a reason behind it. So like, I feel like, I don't know if I'd go full supervillain, like not like, you know, Doctor Doom sort of vibe, but like,
right.
I'd give like a real just like, man, I can't believe like, Jim. Go ahead, Dave, what were you saying?
I was going to say like you would knock off a bank and then all the guys who'd help you, you'd have them arrested.
Yeah, exactly. I would set up everyone who just helped me do it.
Then you, like, you would stay neutral. You'd stay neutral like that. People would be like, is he a hero? Is he a villain? We don't know.
It'd be one step forward, one step back. So you just really wouldn't really know exactly how that would go. But
maybe that's your superpower already.
Well, I'm going to interrupt and I'm just going to say no bell. I'll tell you why.
Oh.
It's because you started out with a different answer, then you changed your answer. So, you know, no bell.
Stumbled out of the block.
It is actually time for question number two. But before we go on to question number two, can you tell people out there what you do?
So during the day, I teach and I'm also write and I'm a comedian and all that good stuff.
All right. Kind of trailed off at the end there.
Yeah, it's like all that fun stuff. It's been a pretty rough couple years, Vic.
Yeah, I understand it has been a pandemic. with its grip around the entire Earth. So,
not as footloose and fancy free as I once used to be, I guess.
Yeah. What kind of what do you teach?
Better days ahead.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that, bro. I teach like lower school, like elementary.
Uh-huh.
So like I've taught. I mean, I've taught for years. So it's like anywhere from kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade.
Do you think that when you from when you started teaching to now, has your liking children, has it increased or decreased?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's increased. I think, you know, you really do when you teach, you kind of get that sort of emotional connection and seeing a kid actually learn and read back to you after you've taught them something, I think is pretty dope. And also, you know, I feel like with kids, the more like, you know, you see them develop later down the line, you're like, man, that kid went on to do this, and you were kind of the start of that. So that's pretty dope. And also as a teacher, I get a lot of time off, and that's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right. Okay. You know what? You know, actually, that wasn't even a question. That was just me talking to you. So that wasn't really one of your questions. So I just kind of got that information for free. But we are going to go into question number two. Are you ready for question number two?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number two. What was your last fight about?
Oh, my God. My last fight was about what was offensive for someone or not. Yeah, like, let me reframe that. Like, someone was saying, like, oh, I don't think that that's offensive, so it's not. And I said, well, but you don't get to make that decision. Just because it's offensive to you doesn't mean that it's not offensive to someone else. Like, you can't dictate what someone doesn't deem offensive or not. And then we got into it. And I was like, I don't think you understand how empathy works, sir.
Oh, yeah? Did you punch him in the face?
And then, yeah. And then I said, you're not hurt, after I struck him in the face. So I gave real time example. I'm a teacher, right? So I had to like give a teachable moment where I'm like, I just hit you, so now you're bleeding, but I don't think you're hurt.
Was it?
And he was like, thank you, sir. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Was it a pretty heated argument? Or
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure. Because it was like, it was along the lines of like, you know, you're putting words in my mouth. You're telling me what I'm saying. This is him.
And you're taking food off of my children's mouth.
Sort of. in some ways.
Good
but
try,
yeah,
Dave.
It did. It got, it got pretty heated. And it was that argument where he's like, that's not what I'm saying. And it's like, well, yes, you are. You're essentially saying that you are now dictating how other people feel. And unfortunately, that isn't how the world works. So no dice, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you win the argument, do you think?
I mean, I don't think so. Only in that, like, he didn't walk away being like, you know what, Jim, you're right. Yeah. Historically, I'm also like not vested in, once I get to a point where it's just like, you're not listening, or you're not understanding what I'm saying. What's the point? Right, you're not gonna come off of this a completely changed person.
Gotcha. So
I can't say I necessarily won, but it wasn't something for me to win. It was for me. It was like, well, now you know where I am on this, so you're not gonna come step to me on that shit anymore.
Well, I have to say, good on you, but no bell.
Oh no!
And I'll tell you, no bell for that question. I'll tell you why, because you didn't win the argument.
Oh, geez. Oh, for
two. Tried though.
All right, so now it is time for question number three. Question number three, name a skill everyone should have.
Name a skill everyone should have. Making sunny-side up eggs.
Everybody making sunny-side up eggs?
Yep.
Okay, I will already tell you no bell on this question because gross, but please explain why.
Wait. Oh, geez. Because, look, everybody should have eggs, man. They're good for you.
But sunny side up?
Specifically sunny side up.
Why?
To me, it sounds like Victor doesn't know how to make sunny side up eggs.
Oh, I know how to make sunny side up eggs. I do not like them. They are gross. So they're gross. I don't want to. I don't think that everyone should know. But I want to understand why they have to be sunny side up. I understand. I actually would agree with you if you're like everyone should know how to make eggs, but sunny side up specifically, no, gross. So please explain.
I've decided that everyone has to like them because I get to decide how people feel about eggs. So I've decided that everyone likes sunny side up eggs.
Oh,
that's a good point. And no one's going to change
your
mind.
So this is actually the exact opposite of the fight that you're in.
You saw, I called back to the previous question, Victor. You saw what I did there, buddy.
I did say no, Bell, and I'm sticking to it. Because sunny side up eggs is gross,
man. Dave, I'm sorry I came on the show and ain't getting the bell rung, man. I'm sorry.
That's all right,
man.
You're doing a great job. I am with you on the eggs.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're with him. You're with him that everyone should know how to make sunny side up eggs.
Specifically,
that what you're saying they're not gross.
No, no. If you don't like them, you need to know how to make them.
But right. Dave, do you think everyone should be able to make sunny side up eggs?
It sounds like the basics, yes.
Sunny side up, not just eggs in general. Anyway,
scrambled.
Yeah. Anyway, just
I'm with
anyway.
Jim on this.
You with who?
I'm with Jim on this.
That they should make sunny side up eggs.
Because
if you don't like them, you need to know how to make them.
Why?
Because if you're with someone, if you're with a partner and you're with someone you love or whatever, and they're like, "Yo, I want sunny side up eggs," you gotta know how to do that for the person you're with.
What if they say they want
what if they
Benedict
said,
or something?
What if
what
they said
then?
They wanted
then you
exactly?
Up with them. Then you break up with them. Because
see, this is your logic. You're making no sense.
Oh, he's
the
making
three of
sense.
You.
He's
no,
making great
he's not.
Sense.
He's not making great sense.
You
two
would have had
are
three
making.
Bells if it
you
was
three
up to me.
Are making no.
It's
terrible.
It's wild that all three of us are making no sense. Yeah, all three of us. Seem
yeah,
to be
that's what I had for breakfast.
Got it.
Yeah. It is wild that the three people who are demanding that everyone make sunny side up eggs. It is wild. That's pretty wild.
This is wild.
Sunny side of Queens.
It is now time for question number four. Question number four. Who do you love the most?
Who do I love the most? Wow. Sean Price.
Who's Sean Price?
He's a famous rapper who passed away a couple years ago. Mm. He's one of the greatest that ever did it.
Okay, so you're not married, right?
Nope.
And you don't have a mother?
Nope.
So Sean Price.
Yep, Sean Price.
above all other beings on planet Earth, Sean Price.
Sean Price, he's the greatest. That's right. Boot Camp Click.
The leader for
Ruckdown Records. You got it.
That's right.
I think, you know what? Based on your recommendation, I'm going to go find out a lot more about Sean Price because I don't know anything about Sean Price.
Get his last album.
You should, man. It was great.
I will. I'm going to check it out. And because you have made me want to check it out.
Ah!
Oh, finally.
Nice. I'm on the board.
What a relief.
Well, I mean, I definitely want to figure out what Sean Price is all about.
Oh, man. You should, man. He was great. He was one half of Helter Skelter. Mm-hmm.
Tippity iceberg. Check it out.
Yeah. Just get in. It's you really dig him. If you like that 90s Brooklyn hip-hop sound, like he really embodied it.
Black Moon, Smith & Wesson.
Yep.
All right. You've hit where Dave loves to flex about his hip-hop knowledge.
Yeah, we
Walk
talked
down.
About it. Dave and I talked shit tons of hip hop last time we were hanging out.
Yep, he's a hip hop aficionado.
I'm into it.
All right, now it is time for question number five. Question number five. Would you walk barefoot through a river of dookie for $750?
No. Got it.
Now, can you guess who from the cast of Six and Seemly Questions said that they would?
They would. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Either Dave, Victor, or Rachel said that they would walk through.
It's like the Brady Bunch. Can I point at people?
Everybody's seeing people in the same
order.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I'm in different orders. I'm going to say Rachel.
That is 100% correct. It was Rachel who said she would do it, and I said I would not do it.
Well, okay, here's my rationale. When we were writing this question, the number that you would get paid was originally lower. And I made the point that the number that we had it set at wouldn't be enough to cover the medical bills, but 750 might with some profit. So, like, would I walk through a river of dookie for $750? Yes, of course I would, as long as I could wear a mask.
Mm.
So I don't ingest any, human salmonella.
No, would you walk barefoot through a river of dookie?
Yeah.
Barefoot.
Yeah. I would absolutely do it as long as I could wear, like, facial protection.
Who came up? Who decided to say dookie instead of shit?
Who do you think?
That'd be me, because dookie is one of my favorite words.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Dookie is a hilarious word.
It's half the reason that Green Day's Dookie is my favorite album.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, that's a big no for me. I'm not.
Really? Yeah, it's also a no for me.
Mm-mm.
But Rachel's just like, for $750.
For seven.
How about you?
For $750.
$750.
If you ever went swimming in the waters of New York City beaches, I think you've walked through the Dookie anyway.
I mean, and basically what I'm saying is that you could just sell your own blood for a month and get $750. You don't have to walk through Dookie.
I can't sell my blood.
Why?
It's all bought up.
Because of a.
Yeah. Is Amazon already purchased your blood?
Is it iPhone 13? It's just not available.
It's a medical thing. I'm not allowed to.
All right. Well,
I'm not allowed to play with matches.
Is that medical?
You do it anyway, Dave?
No, the judge said it.
I just think that, I mean, there are, let's just put it this way, in lesser terms, there are other things you could do for $750.
I was thinking kind of the same thing of just like, I don't know, like I feel like it's New York City, this is a big city, man, there's a lot.
Yeah, what are we talking, the East River or the Nile River? What kind of
river? I need some Uber money. I'm going partying tonight. I need some Uber money. If I can get that quick $750, tell me how to do it.
Wait, do you mean money for an Uber or a lot of money?
I need money for an Uber, so $750 or less. You know, minimum $50, I guess.
What are Ubers go for now? $800?
I'm Ubering from Uptown
to Canada.
Although I will admit, I did take an Uber for $300 recently.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
showing off.
I went to a wedding in Atlantic City, and we partied until all of the transportation back to New York was gone.
Oh my God.
And so at one point we were like, are we going to, but then there was some sort of, it was a holiday. So all the good hotels were 100% booked. Everything was booked. And we could stay in a crappy hotel for like $150. Where it's like, even like it has 2 stars, you know, sure. like, and everybody's like, this place had a cockroach monster. And so we're like, either we could stay at one of those places or double that price and go home in an Uber, and we doubled the price and went home in an Uber.
That's funny.
It's not a bad move to go home.
It was. I mean, at the time we were like, we hated that we did it, but we were like, at the point, we were just like, we have to do this at this point.
What was the Uber driver's reaction when he like y'all got in? You're like, all right, we're heading back to New York.
No, he was actually pretty happy because apparently they tell the Uber drivers if it's going to be like a really long drive. So he knew what he was getting into.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted the money. But it was just like he drives for 4 hours and gets $300, yeah, which is more than he makes in Uber, you know, normally. So there you go.
There you go.
He just makes.
I don't think it's even. Is it 4 hours? It's like an hour from AC, at least. Like,
no, it's
New
like
York?
Three.
It's like three.
It's like 3 hours.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours. Yeah, like, but I mean, he has to drive there like and he has to drive back, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so would you walk through a river of dookie for $750? You said no. You get a bell.
All right. I'm with it, man. I got 2 bells. Let's go.
Not bad. It is now time for question number 6, which is your very last question. Question number 6. What movie genre is your life?
What? Wow. These are good, man. What movie genre is my life? I'll go action adventure. Why not?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some pretty, I mean, action adventure. I mean, I will ask you for some examples to show that, to tell me how your life is an action adventure.
Yeah. So action adventure tales. I remember this was, I grew up in upstate New York. So I grew up in Binghamton, and it's the home of the Twilight Zone. That's important to the story because there's a lot of wild shit that happens where I'm from.
You mean home of the Twilight Zone where Rod Serling is from, or home?
Okay, correct. Gotcha. Yeah, Rod Serling. Rod Serling grew up in Binghamton. Actually, my boy lives in his old house. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I can remember just on so many different occasions when I'd be out and like how many times I've almost been arrested by the police, like stop and frisk, all that shit. And one time I was... I got stopped and, you know, I had a bag of weed on me, and this is years ago. And it was in my cargo pocket. I had cargo shorts on. It was like the bottom right pocket. And the cops, they're searching each one of my pockets, and like, they're about to get to my right, bottom right. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to book it because I don't want to get arrested. And then all of a sudden, right before he gets down there, he looks in my wallet and he goes, "Hey, wait a minute, are you Jim Search?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm Jim Search." He's like, "I think I know your cousin, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't know." And we start talking about it. And then he goes, "You know what, man? I'm gonna let you go." And I was like, "Oh shit." And so then, you know, like it was one of those situations when you're young and you're just like realize your own mortality and you're like, I ran back to my house. I just ran as fast as I could. And I was like, this is the start of the movie that I now live in. So that's just one of the adventure moments that I lived growing up.
I mean, I would say that was a suspense thriller.
I would say action.
You about to Siskel and Ebert my life, Victor? Is that what you're doing right now, man?
I don't know exactly how that applies. I mean, I get that it applies. The Siskel and Ebert is a reference to movies. I get that part.
Right. I was.
But I don't get that.
Reclassifying the genre of my life.
Oh, reclassifying the genre. Yeah, I am. I'm reclassifying the genre based on the story that you told me.
Okay.
Rom-com.
Which I would say is a suspense thriller. You think it's a rom-com, Dave?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling him to go rom-com it.
Victor, what's your genre?
The genre of my
horror.
Life?
Yeah.
First of all, Rachel, who said that you could ask questions?
Oh, Jesus.
I say horror.
What the hell? Damn, what the hell, Rachel?
You know, it's just taking power where I can find it.
Oh, wow. Sorry, this podcast is kind of like Game of Thrones.
You win or you die, I guess.
I would say my life is a dark comedy. Mm. Without a doubt. Very dark comedy.
My life is a game show.
Is like it, this podcast?
A dark, dark game show.
Do you exist outside of this podcast?
What's that? Oh, yeah,
do you exist outside of this podcast, or are you just like a hologram this right now?
I almost forgot this podcast was a game show.
It's real life to me.
It is.
Well, I've got to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you why, because you don't know the genre of your own life.
Oh. He said what he wanted. And you're
I asked him what the genre was life, and then he described a suspense thriller.
Oh, no.
Instead of an like action adventure.
He said he was going to book it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
But there was a dream sequence where he was running.
Well, you know what? 2 out of 6 ain't bad. I thought I was going to go 50, but I don't know. Life is hard, so.
I don't think it's a problem at all. We've had people who've had no bells.
Gone 0 bells?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, shit. Absolutely.
I'm sure. I'm assuming people have gone 6 for 6.
There are people who've gone 6 for 6. I think Jill Bernard might be one of those people, remember? She told the story about pooping your pants.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people talked about that.
I almost shit my pants in midair once.
And here we have another one.
Oh, no.
Did it, like, propel you forward?
No. So I went to this diner with a friend of mine, and then, like, we left, you know, I went back to my house. And I really had to shit, and I was, like, coming up to my door, and I live in one of those buildings where you need, like, a key fob thing to get into the gate and whatever. So it wasn't working, so I was like, I have to now scale the fence, and now I have to shit my pants. I'm almost shitting my pants. So I've got one leg over the fence, and I'm like, wow, I may shit myself above ground, like, in air. This is interesting. I've never almost shit myself above sea level. So I've been there. So I get it.
But you didn't.
I didn't because, you know, I had sunny side up eggs, and that's what really.
Eggs do for you, Victor? You see that?
Sunny side up.
Yeah, so, sometimes I just. Whenever I've almost shit my pants, and then I complete the task. I'm like, let's just go for
you're
it.
You're just gonna let's see this.
My pants.
Are you talking about right now?
Yep. So you have answered all six questions, but now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5 for appearing on the show. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on all social media at Jim Search, and you can hit up my website, jimsearchcomedy.com. It's got show dates and shit like that. So go check me out there.
All right. Okay, everybody check out Jim Search.
Yo.
What was Search's name in third base? Was it
MC Search?
MC. So what's his first name?
Oh, God.
Jerry. Jerry Search.
Jerry Search.
MC Search. All right, doesn't matter. All right, it is time to decide whether or not you get $5. As we always do, we canvass the room. Dave, what do you think? Should Jim get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I think even though he got two bells, it just leads me to believe only one person controls the bell on this show. So why should I believe what the bell says? So I'm going to vote yes.
All right. I got the yes vote. Your reasoning made no sense. Okay, Rachel, what do you think? Should Jim get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Well, yeah, because everybody needs to know how to cook sunny side up eggs.
Because everyone needs to know how to cook sunny side up eggs.
You need to know.
He made a very good and valid educational point.
All right. Thank you, Rachel.
Okay. You're welcome.
Rachel seems to be with you on this sunny side up eggs thing. Jim, you're the last person to ask. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Hell yeah. I should.
All right. I'm going to agree with you. Okay. $5 for appearing on the show. I think it's because of your enthusiasm more than anything else, to be honest. Congratulations on winning $5. Wow. But first, we got to find out, Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
We learned that the bell means nothing again. Two bells, $5. What is it?
You've known the bell means nothing
since
show one. What's
the rules of
this
show again?
They're very loose. They actually are not real rules. It doesn't really matter, Dave. That's fine. Everybody, please check us out at Six and Seemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. A
podcast network. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.